When Captain Courageous, whom death could not daunt, had roundly besieged the city of Gaunt, and manly they marched by two and by three, but the foremost in battle was Mary Embry. Thus being enforced to fight with their foes, on each side most fiercely they seemed to close. Each one sought for honor in every degree, but none so much won it as Mary Embry. When brave Sergeant Major was slain in the fight, who was her own true love for her joy and delight, she swore when revenge it as blood should not be. Was not this a brave bonnie lass Mary Embry? She clothed herself from top to the toe with buff of the bravest and seemly to show. A fair shirt of mail over that striped she. Was not this a brave bonnie lass Mary Embry? A helmet of proof she puts on her head, a strong-armed sword she girt on her side, a fair goodly gauntlet on her side where she. Was not this a brave bonnie lass Mary Embry? Then took she her sword and her target in hand, and called all those that would be of her band to wait on her person. There came thousands three. Was not this a brave bonnie lass Mary Embry? Before you shall perish the worst of you all, or come to any danger of enemy's thrall, this hand and this life of mine shall set you free. Was not this a brave bonnie lass Mary Embry? The drums and the trumpets did sound out alarm, and many a hundred did lose leg and arm, and many a thousand she brought on their knee. Was not this a brave bonnie lass Mary Embry? The sky then she filled with the smoke of her shot, and her enemies' bodies with bullets so hot. For one of her own men a score killed she. Was not this of brave bonnie lass Mary Embry? And then her false gunner did spoil her intent, her powder and bullets away he had spent. And then with her weapon she slashed them in three. Was not this of brave bonnie lass Mary Embry? Then took she her castle where she did abide, her enemies besieged her on every side, to beat down her castle whilst they did agree, and all for to overcome Mary Embry. Then took she her sword and her target in hand, and on her castle wall stoutly did stand, so daring the captains to match any three. Oh, what a brave captain was Mary Embry! At her then she smiled, not thinking in heart that she could have performed so valorous a part. Though one said to the other, we shortly shall see this gallant brave captain before us to flee. Why, what do you think or take me to be? Unto these brave soldiers so valiant spoke she. A knight, sir, of England, and captain, quoth they, whom shortly we mean to take prisoner away. No, captain of England, behold in your sight two breasts in my bosom, and therefore no knight. No knight, sir, of England, nor captain, quoth she, but even no poor bonnie lass Mary Embry. But art thou a woman, as thou dost declare, that hath made us thus spend our armor in war? The like in our lives we never did see, and therefore we'll honor brave Mary Embry. The prince of great Parma heard of her renown, who long had advanced for England's fair crown. In token he sent her a glove and a ring, and said she should be his bride at his wedding. Why, what do you think or take me to be? Though he be a prince of great dignity, it shall never be said in England so free that a stranger did marry with Mary Embry. Then unto fair England she back did return, still holding the foes of brave England in scorn. In valor no man was ever like she. Was not this a brave bonnie lass Mary Embry? Then unto fair England she back did return, still holding the foes of brave England in scorn. In valor no man was ever like she. Was not this a brave bonnie lass Mary Ambree? In this woman's praises I'll hear end my song, whose heart was approved in valor most strong. Let all sorts of people, whatever they be, sing forth the brave valors of Mary Ambree.